This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Carolyn Quinn. Thank you for downloading this edition of the Westminster Hour podcast for July the 23rd. The parliamentary recess has started, but we're wondering whether we're any wiser about the path to Brexit. We'll ask as well what the chances are of Theresa May still being Prime Minister in the autumn. Could Jeremy Corbyn be in number 10 before too long? I hear from a former Labour chief whip who tells us that Tony Blair actually stamped on any suggestion of allowing members of Jeremy Corbyn's constituency to deselect him back in the years when he was one of the most rebellious MPs. We've got a selection of MPs with us. We've got Unspun's Matt Ford and The Telegraph's Kate McCann. What's not to like? Here with me in the Westminster Hour studio, Nigel Evans, Barry Gardner and Matt Ford. Now, Nigel Evans, former Deputy Speaker of the Commons, MP for Ribble Valley, an officer of the Conservative Backbench 1922 Committee. Are you an official man in suit then?
Yes, I'm a joint man in suit. I'm a joint secretary. So yes, I'm one of those ones that wears a grey suit.
You deliver the letter, would you, to Theresa May?
A grey suit. Well, I don't know how it's done because I've never done it before, but I'm sure something will emerge in my head should it ever become necessary, which we hope it won't.
Ah, right. You've been talking about Theresa May needing to sort of crack down on leaky cabinet ministers.
Yeah,
well, good luck with that.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, some of them do get to where water fails to get to, don't they, really? But it's one of those things. Normally you do expect the men in grey suits, and there's lots of ladies in grey suits as well now, I guess. They're the ones that normally do sidle up to a prime minister and say, time to go. You know, there are others waiting in the wings and it may be better for the party if that's what happens. And this time, of course, it's quite the reverse. And we've sidled up to her and said, time for perhaps them to go if they carry on with their antics. And, you know, it's quite amazing. It's not just Tory backbenchers who've been coming up to me and saying, we've had enough of this, but also people back in my constituency say, you know, this should not happen. And I spoke to the Association of Conservative Peers the other day and they said, please tell Theresa May she has our support as well. So it's quite been put on its head now. We'll back the Prime Minister. And if any of them carry on doing some of the stupid things that they've been doing, she can get rid of them with the authority of the 22.
More of this later. Now, let me introduce Barry Gardner. Joined the Shadow Cabinet last year as Shadow Secretary for International Trade and for Climate Change. Grew up in Glasgow, had intended to train for the priesthood until you discovered your political vocation. Interesting, isn't it, that we're talking about Conservative leadership questions. For the last couple of summers, we've been talking about Labour leadership. Do you feel that you can now sit back and watch it all, you know, brush your hands?
A year is
happily
a very long time in politics, isn't it? Goodness me, yes. Fortunes have quite turned around. But no, I don't think anybody sits back and just enjoys the view. That's why we've got this summer of campaigning. We're out there for the next 6 weeks going around. What is it? I think Jeremy's got about 75 target seats that he's going to be knocking on doors in. I was out again today and, you know, trying to unseat Boris Johnson at the next election down in Uxbridge and South Ruislip. We're very much pumped up for a summer of campaigning activity.
I wonder what Boris Johnson would have
to say
about that.
Let me just say, what an honour it is to be here, not just with Barry Gardner, but I come on. These are indeed heady days. I just want to echo the words of, these are they not wonderful times? And Nigel, as he always does, I think I rather agree with what Nigel has. There's always that sort of, by the way, it's not Boris Johnson.
No. I wanted you to carry on. I thought that.
Maybe it is Boris Johnson.
I've ruined it. Absolutely. It is Matt Ford, who has been described as a satirist who actually likes politics and politicians too, or at least most of them.
Well, it's a very entertaining period. And I've worked for politicians before, and I'm a sort of general supporter of politics rather than. I'm very cynical about the period we're living in, but Boris is certainly a very interesting person to impersonate. He's mastered the art of distraction, and he does that no matter what question you ask him. There is a carousel of about 10 different answers that he can give. If you ask him about the NHS, he'll say, by the way, let me just talk about Jeremy Corbyn. And while we're on the subject of the BBC, I think my favourite biscuit always would be a chocolate hobnob. It just doesn't matter what question you ask him, you'll get an answer to a different question.
Well, now, I'm sure everyone knows this, but Matt's got his own political chat show on the Dave TV channel Unspun. He does a regular podcast, and you are taking your show to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. Right. I mean, with the changing climate of politics, can you write anything now that you can put out in August?
Well, that is a very good question. We will find out in a couple of weeks. But I've entitled the show this year a show hastily rewritten in light of recent events, which sort of gets me off the hook on a daily basis.
But fair enough.
Plenty of Boris.
Catch all.
Well, indeed, yes.
And here with us as well throughout the programme, Kate McCann, senior political correspondent for The Telegraph. And you will be bringing us a bit of insight into what the politicians are really saying behind the scenes and away from the microphones.
Hopefully.
Well, it's parliamentary recess. You think it's time to relax, perhaps to read, to think a little more deeply about the huge political changes that the nation's about to go through as the Brexit process deepens and the negotiations intensify. We were wondering whether we feel any clearer about the precise path that the government wants to follow. We know there have been some tricky conversations within the cabinet, which has been discussing some of them, and differences that haven't exactly been confined to the walls of the cabinet room. But it does seem that now there is some sort of coalescing around the belief there'll have to be a transition period after the Brexit date of March 2019. The Environment Secretary, Michael Gove, said the cabinet was unified around this idea of a transitional Brexit deal, and his fellow arch-Brexiteer Liam Fox, the International Trade Secretary, was on the Andrew Marr programme this morning, making clear that he would accept such an arrangement.